Hello and welcome to the One Cool Tip Show for September 27th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 10. Our theme this week is Friends, Drinks, and Fun. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the One Cool Tip Show. Welcome. If this is your first time listening to our show, thank you for joining us. And if you are a loyal returning listener, thank you and welcome back. Our show this week will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com. Today we're going to cover cool tech tips, including beware of duplicate Facebook friend requests, how to add and save mail attachments in iOS 9 on your iPhone and iPad, how to see your secret Uber passenger rating, your Starbucks barista will have your drink ready faster with this cool tip, do things faster in the new Microsoft Word 2016, good grief, Charlie Brown, peanutize me, and finally, a throwback tip, learn how to block calls on your smartphone. We hope that you enjoy the show. We have a very cool One Cool Tip announcement this week. Have you updated your iPhone or iPad to iOS 9 yet? If you have, you'll notice a new news app on the front screen from Apple. Major news publishers from around the world, including the New York Times, Fox News, Gizmodo, and the like, all have news channels. The One Cool Tip of this week is that One Cool Tip now has its own news channel too. You heard that right. One Cool Tip is now in the new iOS Apple News app. To find our channel, search for One Cool Tip, tap the plus sign to favorite it, and then tap the channel name and you'll see all of the One Cool Tip posts. You'll stay updated with all the latest news and cool tips from onecooltip.com. Join us on the new Apple News app.
This week in cool tech news.
This week, the really big news in the tech world was that the delivery of the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus phones started this week. Millions of happy iPhone users received their new phones this week, and it's like Christmas in September. We'll have more information on the new phones in the coming weeks. Release of the new Microsoft Office 2016 for Windows. The new versions easily are available for download if you have a Office 365 subscription. Lots of new features and capabilities. The most important change is the collaboration tool. You can now collaborate with other users on documents. Clearly, Microsoft has seen the writing on the wall as products like Google Docs and the Google Office products make inroads in their market share. And we have a cool Microsoft Word 2006 tip this week as well. And finally, Volkswagen's admission that their diesel car computers were programmed to fool emissions testing. Apparently, the computers recognized when only the front wheels were spinning like in an emissions test, and then set the engine to perform better for the emissions testing, not a real-life example. Volkswagen will take a major financial market share hit from these shenanigans, but it's a sign of the times as cars become more computerized that issues are not always easy to see when you are looking at the engine. And that's the top tech news for the week.
Highlights of onecooltip.com.
We had a number of great, cool tech tips this week, so let's go through them. First up, beware of duplicate Facebook friend requests. Both spammers and scammers will look for every opportunity to cause mayhem online. A new approach is to impersonate one of your Facebook friends and then request a second friend connection. So be very wary of a duplicate friend request on Facebook. Now, how do they do this and why? Well, a scammer will create a duplicate account and then pose as one of your friends. To make it more believable, they will copy and use the current profile picture of your friend, and that's when they send you a friend request. If you are not paying attention, you might accept this bogus request by accident. And then it begins. It might be a shady link to a spam site that is shared on your timeline. Maybe the link goes to a compromised website that silently drops malware or a virus onto your computer when you visit. Or perhaps you'll get a Facebook instant message from this new friend stating that your friend is out of the country and needs emergency cash wired immediately to fix a car or post bail or to be able to buy a flight ticket to come home. And of course, while they are your friend on Facebook, they can capture the names and accounts of all your actual friends and then start the process over looking to scam your friends too. So what can you do to stop this? Well, first, check before you accept. Before you accept a new friend request, double check that it's really who you think it is. Review your own Facebook connections to see if this is a new request or is a duplicate. You can post a note on your friend's timeline to alert them that there is a duplicate request happening. And you'll, when you do that, and this is a scammer, you'll see that other people will start posting and telling your friend about it as well. Another thing you should do is always be wary. Before you click any link posted to your wall, take a moment to check it out. Is it a reputable site? And if not, don't click. Another thing to look out for is poor grammar and typos. If you get an instant message from a friend that seems to be unusual or poorly written, it might be a scammer who has wrested control of an account from the real owner. So check it out by email or make a real phone call to be sure, especially before you send any money. And then finally, report it. Let Facebook know if there is an imposter account. Check the tip out on One Cool Tip for instructions from Facebook on how to report a fake Facebook account. Another tip we had this week was how to add and save mail attachments in iOS 9 on your iPhone and iPad. Users can now add and save attachment in emails in Apple's iOS 9 mobile operating system for iPhones and iPads using the email app. It's a small but very important new feature in the latest iOS. Previously, users could only insert photos and videos, and adding an attachment is very similar to adding a photo. You want to press and hold inside the body of the email, click the right triangle to cycle to, and then click on Add Attachment. By default, the iCloud folders will be displayed. You can select a folder and then attach the document. You can also select locations and add files from other sources such as Google Drive and Dropbox if you have those apps installed on your phone as well. Now, saving a file attachment is easy too. Just tap and hold on the file attachment in an email until the share option displays. Swipe to the left until Save Attachment appears. You can then save to the iCloud or to any of those other folders. And you can check out more details on onecooltip.com about how to do this. Another tip we had was how to see your secret Uber passenger rating. In other words, find the secret number Uber has been hiding from you. Now, if you've used Uber, you know it's a great alternative to using taxis or walking. Uber cars can be summoned by using a mobile app, and the drivers come to your location. And the cars are generally cleaner, and the drivers are usually friendlier, in part because every user can rate every trip and driver as part of the Uber experience on a scale of 1 to 5. When a user summons a driver, their score is shown. It's all about giving users information. What is less known is that drivers rate passengers as well. So before a driver accepts a passenger, the driver has that information as well. But unlike rating systems like on eBay, the passenger ratings have been unavailable to view by Uber users until now. So what is your number? Well, here's how to find out. Open the Uber app, select Help from the left-hand menu, select Account, then select I'd like to know my rating. And then when the request appears, go ahead and click Submit. Your rating will be emailed to you. you can check out the full instructions on onecooltip.com. Another tip we had was your Starbucks barista will have your drink ready faster with this cool tip. You can avoid the long lines and wait with the new order and pay feature on the Starbucks mobile app for iPhone and Android. The mobile ordering system rolled out this week nationwide after successful testing in key cities. The service rolls out to the UK and Canada in October. The new app features option to be able to select a Starbucks store and then browse, select, and order food and drinks. Users can see the estimated time it will take when the order will be ready, and you can pay for the order within the app. You can also use the app to pay for in-store purchases as well. And I use this all the time. You just have the app open, click pay, swipe it across their reader. And the best thing is that the loyalty points for your Starbucks accounts will all stay within the app and your account. Another tip we had this week was do things faster in the new Microsoft Word 2016. Now, have you upgraded to 2016 Office yet? It's a popular software, including Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, and it's all been updated this week with many new features and improvements. Users who have subscriptions to Office for Home or Business can download the updates to the latest 2016 versions. One of the best new features in Office, and specifically in my mind to Word 2016, is the ability to get things done faster by using the Tell Me What You Want to Do option. And it is an option, it's up on the top ribbon menu over on the right, and it's a text box where you can enter the phrase about what you want to do. As the software gets much more complicated, a lot of the features are buried within the menus, and sometimes it's just hard to remember where that option is. Well, with this new Tell Me What You Want to Do feature, you can click in there and type something, for example, like create a table, and the add table command will appear. You can look at the grid and decide how many columns and rows you want and insert the table. Very, very quick. And you don't even have to be exact with the terminology that Microsoft uses. So you can say create a table versus add a table or insert a table. It's all going to come back, give you that same option, and you didn't have to drill down through all the menus to try to find where that specific option was. So this new feature makes using the Microsoft Word much easier. As the software grows more complex, using natural language search requests allows you to quickly accomplish the things you want to do within Office and more specifically within Microsoft Word 2016. Another tip we had was, good grief, Charlie Brown, Peanut Eyes Me. Turn yourself into your favorite Peanuts character. The creators of the upcoming The Peanuts movie have created a new website, Peanut Eyes Me, to let users have fun creating customized avatars of their favorite beloved characters created by Charles Schulz. Users can choose the gender of the character and then customize hair, color, eyes, and clothes. Finalized characters can be downloaded as a profile picture to be shared on social media like Facebook or saved as a desktop background picture. It's a lot of fun to create and customize your character, so check that out. For the link to the sites, you can go to onecooltip.com and we'll have the links to the Peanuts movie as well as to the Peanut Eyes Me site. And finally, a throwback tip for the week, blocking calls on your smartphone. You know, getting unwanted calls on your smartphone can be really annoying. And we showed this earlier in the year, so we're going to review a few things. You can register your phone number with the National Do Not Call Registry from the FCC. You can also check to see if you have a state a Do Not Call Registry. You can create a contact of a phone number, of a known phone number, so that when they do call you, you'll see who it is and you can just ignore it very easily. To block specific phone numbers, the instructions are on the website. It's a little bit more than I can share here in a podcast, but there are very specific instructions to block calls for both the iPhone as well as the Android. So check that out at www.onecooltip.com. That's it for this week's One Cool Tip show. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com. And of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at www.onecooltip.com. One Cool Tip is also on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Flipboard, the Apple News app, and Pinterest. The One Cool Tip Show can be found on demand on iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, and Spreaker.com, as well as on the OneCoolTip.com website. As always, we appreciate you sharing and reviewing the One Cool Tip Show and visiting OneCoolTip.com. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week. And remember, keep your eyes on the screen.